Coming up on episode number 1210, well, we are getting ready to celebrate the 70th birthday. Yeah, we had a 70th birthday last week for Andrew Lloyd Webber. Yet another 70th birthday celebration, this time for the frontman, the lead singer of the band Aerosmith, Mr. Steven Tyler. Can you believe the dude is turning 70? Some of you may say, no, he looks so young. Others may say he's looked like he's 70 for several years now. He turned 70 on March 26th, so a couple days ago, but it's a good time to do an Aerosmith cover story. So covers of and by the band Aerosmith coming up right now on what's the name of the show, everybody? It's Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, March 28th, 2018. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another cover story edition of Coverville. This time for Steven Tyler, who is turning 70, or turned 70, earlier this week. Congratulations, dude. It dawned on me that that an Aerosmith concert could be a Madea movie because it features Tyler Perry. Very good, right? Like, they should almost, like, make an Aerosmith movie and just have Tyler Perry with little tiny words, Steven, Joe, like above it, would be really cool. And I think they'd sell millions to that movie, because you get the Aerosmith fans and then you'd also get the Tyler Perry fans who walked into the wrong movie. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. You're here for the covers. You're here for the music. You're not here for the comedy. Thank goodness for that. Let's get right into it. This is a cover of Dream On. This is fantastic. It's got some gospel-y elements. It's got some, almost some Broadway elements to it, but it's such a great song that whether you like those elements or not, you're going to love this. It comes to us from Kim McFarland. She recorded for the Sweet Emotion, the Songs of Aerosmith tribute. It was one of those tributes you could get at the House of Blues way back when the House of Blues had CDs you could buy in the stores, in the gift shops. I remember picking this one up in Vegas along with, it was like two or three, an Eric Clapton tribute. Picked them up at the House of Blues in Vegas at the Mandalay Bay, and because we were doing it as a road trip, we listened to them all the way back and had such a great time. This comes to us from that. Here is Kim McFarland and Dream On.
Where it comes and where it goes. when I was so broken hearted, love wasn't much of a friend of mine. The tables have turned, 'cause me and them ways have parted. That kind of love was the killing kind. All I want is someone I can't resist.
I'm trying to, because I live. when she told me how to walk this way. She told me to walk this way.
heaven, baby, that ain't all. I wanna kiss about the gals you told. Young man,
Smith with a cover that they included on their Box of Fire box set that came out back in 94. Rockin' Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu, originally done by Huey Smith, Huey Piano Smith. It was also covered by folks like Johnny Rivers and, of course, Aerosmith, as you heard right there. Little Hurricane right there before that with a cover of I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. That was a song that was featured, the original version was featured in the Armageddon soundtrack. You'd be forgiven if you didn't recognize it. They changed it around quite a bit for their album Stay Classy, a collection of cover songs that they released back in 2013. Little Hurricane and I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. Shelia, or Shelia? Maybe that's it. Shelia. With a cover of Walk This Way. That one comes from La Musique de Paris Dernière, Volume 4, which came out in 2005. A really good series for finding some unusual cover songs, but you're not going to find them digitally. You've got to get these CDs that are usually imports, and in some cases can be very expensive. Some I got for pennies on the dollar, other ones because they didn't have domestic copies. I had to order as imports, and that's where things got a little expensive. Another import from Canada, Lucky Uke and their cover of Cryin'. That one is one that they included on their 2012 album, Sunburn. I love Lucky Uke. I'm looking forward to the next Lucky Uke album. They are so good, and I love everything those guys do. I'm not exaggerating. I do. Everything that they do is fantastic. I love it. Kim McFarland at the top of that set with Dream On. That one comes from that House of Blues, Sweet Emotion, the Songs of Aerosmith CD. Now, it may be out of print, but you can actually still get copies. I just checked Amazon Marketplace, and you can still get copies of that. So look for that, Sweet Emotion, the Songs of Aerosmith, mostly blues versions, as would be appropriate from buying from the House of Blues, right? There's some sort of parallel there that we can draw together as a family. Anyway, go check that one out too. Sweet Emotion, the Songs of Aerosmith, Kim McFarland, and Dream On. Let's get to the second set of music in just a moment. Before that, I'm going to tell you about the sponsor for today's episode of Coverville. And that sponsor, as you might have guessed already, is Amazon and the Amazon's Gotcha Covered Listener Purchase of the Week. Now, this is something that I did not know existed, and I'm kind of excited about it. I might pick it up for myself too. A brand new board game, tabletop game that just came out called Star Wars Legion. It's a miniatures game based on, of course, the world of Star Wars. Different than Imperial Assault. If you're already familiar with Imperial Assault, that's one thing. Star Wars Legion is, I think, more closely tied to the films themselves as far as you're recreating battles from the movies and playing them as you would play them. Somebody picked that up in the last 7 days using one of the links you found on Coverville. I love that you did that. It gave me an extra $2.19 to spend on something for the show, which is what I do. It's where the money goes. Lots of different sets available for this thing. The core set is what they picked up, but you can also get an at-ert. I guess you would say an ATRT, because you say at-at, but you don't say at-ert. Or at-sit for the ATST unit. Stormtroopers, airspeeders, rebel troopers, speeder bikes, all these things available as add-ons. But you want to start with that core set, and that's something you can pick up today on Amazon and have delivered to you. Thank you for doing that. If you want to help out the show while you're buying stuff that you're going to buy at Amazon anyway, right? It's easy. It doesn't cost you an extra penny. Just go to coverville.com and click on any of the Amazon links that you find on the page. You'll find a banner on the homepage. You'll find links in the show notes. to all the music that I play on the show, so look for it there. Click that, and then anything you add to your cart and purchase after that point will help Coverville out. It gives me a little bit of a kickback, and that money just goes, like I say, right back into the show. That's Amazon, and the Amazon listener purchase of the week. Amazon's got you covered. Make sure to go check them out. That's Amazon.com. Like I really need to tell you, Amazon.com. People don't, Amazon, what's the rest of that URL? It's Amazon.com, you say? Okay, thank you for sharing that information. Hey, let me share some other information as we go into our next song, the second set of music. You're going to hear a band here called Nutty, N-U-T-T-Y, and they are nutty. They're nutty cuckoo crazy in the way that Frank Sinatra was nutty cuckoo crazy. They are a jazz-influenced band. Let's just call them a jazz band that does these amazing mashup covers where they take old jazz classics and standards and then they mix them together, mash them up with modern rock and modern classic rock, I should say. It's not always something from the last 10 years. It usually goes a lot older. These guys have about 24 hours left on their Indiegogo. And they are getting ready to put together a brand new album live at the Purple Pit. And if you love what you're about to hear, you're going to listen to it and you're going to say, Brian, I do love that. If you love that, then go to Indiegogo.com, Indiegogo.com, and do a search for Nutty, and you'll find information about the new Nutty album live at the Purple Pit. I ask that you go and support them. They've got about 70% of their goal raised. But there's Indiegogo, which means that even if they're a few dollars short, even if they're $1 short, they're still going to do it, unlike Kickstarter, where it's all or nothing. These guys are great. You really want to go and support them. I've already supported them. Be like me and support these guys. And you'll get a copy of the album signed by the guys. You can even get T-shirts and highball glasses, coffee mugs, all that sort of thing. This comes from their most recent album, called Jet Setter Jazz, the pervasive sounds of Nutty. This is great stuff. It is Aerosmith's Same Old Song and Dance, but covered as Same Old Song and Scat.
An inmate in Men's Central Jail calls dial zero now.
Get yourself cooler, lay yourself low. Coincidental murder with nothing to show. And the judge's constipation gonna go to his head. With his wife's aggravation, you're bound to be soon to be dead. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Oh. Got you with the cocaine, you found with your gun. No smooth-faced lawyer gonna get you undone. Say love ain't the same on the south side of town. You can look all you wanna, but you're never gonna find it around. Same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Same old story, same old story, same old song and dance. Yeah. In your old-time connection, change your direction. Ain't gonna change it, can't rearrange it. Can't tell the pain, cause it's all the same to you. Thank you. in the street with the old hurdy-gurdy, no one to meet. Say love ain't the same on the south side of town. You can look all you wanna, but you're never gonna find it around. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Same old story, same old story, same old song and dance.
Thing. So baby, what's the story? Did you find another girl? Is it easy to sleep in the bed that we made? When you don't look back, I guess the feelings start to fade away. I used to feel your fire, but now it's cold inside. And you're back on the street like you didn't miss a beat, yeah. Tell me what it takes to let you go. Tell me how the pain's supposed to go. Tell me how it is that you can't sleep in the night without thinking you lost everything that was good in your life to the toss of the dice. Tell me what it takes to let you go. Boy, before I met you, I was F-I-N-E fine. But your love made me a prisoner. Yeah, my heart's been doing time. You spent me up like money, then you hung me out to dry. It was easy to keep all your lies in disguise, 'cause you had me in deep with the devil in your eyes. Tell me what it takes to let you go. Tell me how the pain's supposed to go. Tell me how it is that you can't sleep in the night without thinking you lost everything that was good in your life to the toss of the dice. Tell me what it takes to let you go.
in my head up a gold, must have got up and went. Well, I got good news, she's a real good liar. Who's the backstage bully, set your pants on fire.
Emotion. Love that version. Just how it changes everything up again, away from the traditional analog instruments that Aerosmith used in the original and into some more electronic stuff. That's Cam Falk from his 2010 album Retro Respect with a cover of Sweet Emotion. John Aldery, John Corby, Steve Sales, and Brian Tichy with a cover of Living on the Edge. That one from a collection of covers. A compilation CD called One Way Street, tribute to Aerosmith. Kara Matthew with a cover of What It Takes, that one from her 2009 album, Make You Feel My Love. And Nutty with Same Old Song and Scat, that one from their most recent album, prior to the Indiegogo that they have going on right now, Jet Setter Jazz, The Pervasive Sounds of Nutty. And if you're hearing my voice, go run over to Indiegogo right now, do a search for Nutty, and help support them in the brand new album that they want to release, because it's good stuff, and I don't have any jazz albums on the horizon from Coverville Records, so if you're looking for jazz covers, then that's going to have to do you for a little while, until Andrew Allen and I can get back together and get something else out. All right, please do. Let's go ahead and get to the last set of music here. This one, going, keeping in that heavy metal theme, here's Warrant from their 2001 album Under the Influence with a cover of Toys in the Attic.
Scream, nothing seems real, sad dream. bar by the shore. I picture Grace, the guy by the door. She's a long lost love at first bite. Baby, maybe you're wrong, but you know it's alright, that's right. Backstage, we're having the time of our lives until somebody say, forgive me if I seem out of line. And then she whipped out a gun, tried to blow me away, oh yeah. Dude looks like a lady. 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 So never judge a book by the cover. Who you gonna love by your lover? Well, up with me wise to a love in disguise. She had the body of a Venus, Lord, imagine my surprise. Dude looks like a lady. Dude looks like a lady. Dude looks like a lady. Dude looks like a lady.
Baby, let me follow you now.
Let me take a peek, dear. All night.
Baby, let me follow you.
Turn me the other cheek, dear.
Baby, let me follow you.
Do me, sue me, yeah. Like it. Ooh, he was a lady.
Singing all the cowboy songs. Oh, told Carrie and promised her you wouldn't be long. Heads you win, tails you lose, all is such a grind. No dice, honey, you're the salt, you're the queen of the brine. Well, checkmate, honey, you're the only one who's got to choose where to draw the line. We draw the line.
Punainen on herralla passi, punaiset on paperinsakin. Unohtaa jo herramme naamaa, kun hän rouvaa käyri justamaan. Rouva saa sonnin innostumaan, sonni saa rouvan punottamaan. Saatille muka puskeutumaan. Ja vielä tänä iltana punakynällä ristikoita ratkotaan. Punainen on rouhalla puku, punainen ei on väri, ei luku. Punainen on herralla nenä, punainen on rouva verenpää. Rouva saa sonnin innostumaan, sonni saa rouvan punottamaan. Saatille muka puskeutumaan. Ja vielä tänä iltana punakynällä ristikoita ratkotaan.
Riks raks.
Sonni saa rouvan punottamaan, saatille muka puskeutumaan. Ja vielä tänä iltana punakynällä ristikoita ratkotaan. Ja vielä tänä iltana punakynällä ristikoita ratkotaan.
That's truly some humpa humpa music coming to us from Alakleset. Boy, it's just as tough to pronounce as it is to sing. That's Punaka Humpa, but if you're an Aerosmith fan, you recognize that as a cover of Pink. Pink is my favorite color, originally by Aerosmith. That one from their album Verbung Baby, which came out in 2004. And yeah, just as you might expect, on that album they do all sorts of great covers of modern pop songs like Jump by Aerosmith, which is just called Hump. I mean, every track, you would look at these listings and you'd never, ever be able to figure out what they're called. Like, Quesa Humpa Liero Humpa. I don't know what that is. I have to play the song to be able to recognize what it is. But yeah, that's Punaka Humpa by Alakleset. I'm going to say that's how you pronounce that. Love Me Two Times by Aerosmith, covering The Doors, that one from a tribute to The Doors called Stoned Immaculate, which came out in 2000. Cornbread Red, good to see them getting some credit. They're part of that Pickin' On series. They do the bluegrass tributes and frequently get lumped into the Pickin' On series as the name of the band. No, they're Cornbread Red, and they deserve the credit. Draw the Line was their cover there from that bluegrass tribute to Aerosmith that came out in 2007. Hayseed Dixie with Dude Looks Like a Lady from Hair Down to My Grass from 2015. And Warrant at the top of that set from their all-cover album Under the Influence, where, of course, they pay tribute to bands that influenced them growing up. Came out in 2001. That was their cover of Toys in the Attic. And that, my friends, is going to bring us to yet another end of a show. Another Coverville in the can, complete. Look at that. If you want to get in touch with me, please, I urge you to do so. Email me, coverville@gmail.com. No, I'm sorry, that's not the email address to use. Requests@coverville.com. If you send it to that other one, I'm going to tear it up. I'm not even going to read it. I'm just going to ignore it. But if you send it to requests@coverville.com, I'll not only read it, I will caress it and enjoy it and not wad it up into a paper ball when I'm done. Request@coverville.com is the email address to use. You can also call the request line. That number is 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's a toll-free number, like anyone cares these days with unlimited minutes and all that stuff. But there you go. You can also visit coverville.com. Leave your notes there, your comments, your suggestions right there. You can also, one more. You can do coverville.reddit.com. We got the Reddit page. Big thanks to Josh for setting that up. Coverville.reddit.com, really good place to talk about the show you just heard, because I believe there is a post that automatically goes up there every time I do an episode of Coverville, and it's a great place to discuss it. I'll check it out. You should too. Look, there's Josh in the chat room right there. Hey, Cyber Bacon Josh. Good to have you here. There you go. Next week, I don't know. I don't have it in my list, but it'll be good. I can promise you that. Until then, this is Brian Emmett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com. We're getting our podcast so good, Frog Pants will be your favorite color.
Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.